At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Today's caller is at a crossroads. Should she keep pursuing her side hustle idea, even though it hasn't been profitable? Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Gillipo. Now, this question, almost every person who starts a side hustle or a small business, even a capital E entrepreneur, pretty much we all encounter this challenge. And we encounter this challenge not once, but often repeatedly. It's really important to develop the skill of evaluation so you know when to quit and when to keep going. And in this situation, there are a couple things you can do. So hopefully this will be helpful for Sophia, our caller, and maybe even someone else out there. All right, detailed question and my answer coming up after this quick message from our sponsor.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, Chris. This is Sophia from Chicago. Thanks for all the helpful advice and fun stories. A year ago, I had what I thought was a great idea, but it just hasn't worked out very well. It seems no one wants what I have to sell. How do I know if my idea is bad or if I just didn't develop it properly? I don't want to chase bad ideas, but I also don't want to quit if there are a couple more steps I need to take. Looking forward to hearing from you.
Sophia, thanks so much for calling in. As I said, you are in good company, or at least you're in a lot of company, because we have all been there. A couple things you can do in this situation. You know, when to let go of an unprofitable idea versus, you know, persevering, continuing to take steps. First, let's say, you know, for this idea, Did you do any sort of validation before launching? Like you said, you had what you thought was a great idea, but it hasn't worked out super well. Well, validation, market research, testing, it's not always necessary. In fact, I think sometimes it's overdone. There's lots of different projects that you get validation on just by starting, you know, and trying things out. So totally okay. But when it's not working out, maybe it's good to take a step back and do that market research, do some simple testing. I write about this a lot in the book Side Hustle, From Idea to Income in 27 Days. There's a whole method there you can use to essentially see if there is market demand. Next, you know, do you see something obvious you could change? Sophia says, you know, I don't know if my idea is bad or if I just didn't develop it properly. Well, what do you change? You know, what might be different? What might produce different results if you changed the offer, if you changed the type of service, if you changed how you're doing your marketing? I think one way or another, either you change your approach, you do take some steps to kind of mix it up and see how that goes, or, you know, you just decide to put this on pause. You can put this idea on pause for a while you try something else. You don't have to abandon it entirely. If you feel some attachment to it, if you think, I'm not sure it's going to work, but I don't want to let go of it. Well, just put it on pause, let's say. And you might end up letting go of it that way, but that's okay because it's just on pause. If you want to go back to it, you can. I think the main thing is whatever you do, your goal is to avoid getting stuck more than making the decision one way or another. That's what I think about that. As I said, we've all been there, and the best thing we can do is to move forward. So good luck, Sophia. Good luck, listeners. If you've got a question of your own, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them. I so enjoy this daily conversation. Thanks for tuning in today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
Project.